This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and I'm talking with Carl Dietrich. He's the CEO of Terrafugia, and he's going to talk to us about their new plan that they unveiled this week. They've got a new model in the works. And so, Carl, thanks for talking to us.
Happy to be here, Mary.
And so I guess to start, why don't you tell us, what is the TFX? What's that all about?
Well, the TFX is Terrafugia's vision for the future of personal transportation. It is a radically different concept from what has been in the general aviation industry really since the beginning of the general aviation industry. It relies on computer control of flight control surfaces, so it is a fully fly-by-wire vehicle. It is a vertical takeoff and landing aircraft with hybrid electric propulsion system. So we use the high power density of electric motors to enable vertical takeoff and landing, and we use a hydrocarbon burning engine to give you the range that is necessary, because today's battery technology is not quite there for long distance flight yet. So it's something that we set out to do basically as an investigation as far as what could we do that would fit inside a single car garage that could provide as much capability as possible with today's technology. And that was kind of the challenge that we set out for ourselves a year ago when we were looking at, well, how can we best leverage the full deployment of ADS-B and all of the data that it provides in the cockpit of general aviation aircraft. And this was the concept that basically had the biggest potential impact on personal transportation, and that's why we chose to continue to explore.
Okay, now on your website it says you're envisioning an 8 to 12 year development timeline, but you're saying you can do this with today's technology, so you don't see that you need any new stuff or new breakthroughs to make this work?
When I say no new breakthroughs, I mean the concept does not rely on unproven battery technology or unproven power densities of electric motors or gasoline engines and that sort of thing. So obviously there's quite a bit of engineering work that needs to go into the development of a vehicle like this. I don't want to trivialize that in any way. But it's something where all the key technology pieces, basically we've done the feasibility packaging studies, and it can all kind of fit inside this package, and work.
Okay. Now I also noticed on your website you refer to the operator in some cases as an operator, I think, as opposed to a pilot. So I'm wondering if that's part of your vision. Do you have different ideas about how this aircraft or the person who flies it would fit into the regulatory frameworks?
Yes. One of the biggest obstacles to the more widespread use of personal aviation is the amount of training that it takes to become a safe pilot. And what we see when we go to a system that relies on what we're calling a high level of human-directed local autonomy, you're relying on a computer in the loop, you're relying on things that you don't rely on today in general aviation aircraft, it has the potential of enabling safe operation with less of the traditional pilot training. So whether or not the FAA will wind up agreeing with us that you could achieve an equivalent level, or even we would argue that there's the potential for an even greater level of safety with this sort of platform than with today's general aviation operations, is still a topic of discussion. But we believe that there's actually a potential for an enhanced level of safety with simplified training and with a simplified user interface compared with today's general aviation aircraft. The specifics of what that looks like, we're not yet ready to discuss, but we believe firmly that there is a potential to reduce the two leading causes of fatal accidents in general aviation, which is loss of control is the biggest cause of fatalities, and then controlled flight into terrain. And both of those challenges can be addressed with full vehicle envelope protection, where the vehicle understands the state of the aircraft and prevents the operator from making maneuvers that would otherwise put he or she at risk.
What about the aircraft itself? Do you see that fitting into our current regulatory framework?
Well, we're very interested in, and we're participating heavily in the creation of the next generation of ASTM standards as part of the F-44 committee, the ASTM F-44 committee. This is a new committee that is dealing with standards for Part 23 certified aircraft. And the big advantage that going to that model has, that model of regulation has, is that those standards can be updated much more quickly. So as technology evolves and as processes become available to prove out, for instance, the robustness of a fly-by-wire control system for a general aviation aircraft, a standard could be written for that relatively quickly compared to the traditional process of a rulemaking. So that's what we see is the possibility for how to create a regulatory pathway where one does not exist today. Well, I should say, there is a pathway today. It's just that it's not very well defined. Through Part 21, the FAA can certify whatever they choose to certify in whatever manner they deem to be acceptable. But they prefer to have real standards to cite as basis for compliance.
So how about funding this project when you've still got this, the transition is still in development? Is that a challenge, or how is that going to happen?
Well, a project of this magnitude is going to require orders of magnitude more capital to complete than the transition. One of the reasons why we are announcing this program now is to declare that this is our intention, this is where Terra Fuji is heading in the long run, and to see which partners out there may be interested in working with us to help make this sort of thing happen. That's partners both on the technology development side and as well as on the financing side. So we're declaring our intention to go down this path, and we've already received quite a bit of interest from potential investment partners, but obviously we're at the very earliest stages of those conversations. So we don't have anything to announce on that side. Our intention is absolutely to continue with the transition program. That is Terra Fuji's top priority, bringing transition to market successfully, being there to support our customers with a very high level of support is an absolute imperative for us, because this is a new type of vehicle, flying driving vehicle, and we expect that our earliest customers will learn some lessons that will wind up propagating into the design of our next generation product, the TFX. So we want to be there to learn those lessons and incorporate what is learned into the TFX program.
And do you have a sense of what that number would be to get from here to where, you know, these things are available on the market?
We're talking about TFX?
Yeah.
Now that you're talking in the hundreds of millions, if hopefully we can keep it under $1 billion, that sort of level of capitalization. But this is not a small program. This is not a typical general aviation scale development program. This is something that is, we're talking about pushing a number of boundaries. We're talking about working significantly with the FAA to figure out, okay, how can we create an operator's license or something like that? How can we figure out how to do this? How can we figure out how to achieve this enhanced level of safety and simplicity and convenience, and put it in people's garages? We don't have all of the answers for this, but we believe we have a concept at this stage that is worth further investigation and is something that is exciting a lot of people. The potential that, from a physics perspective, what we're putting forward is possible.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Carlos. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think we're really thrilled to be able to talk about this publicly now. The concept generation has been ongoing for a little while. We're excited to be able to share it with the world now. So we appreciate all of the interest and enthusiasm for our vision of the future.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mary.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.